Stu Does America, the state of the race.
Welcome to the State of the Race podcast. It's a little bit of a different vibe for you today. Normally, we post here and we appreciate that you follow the show for all the election updates. I've been on vacation, though, and so much has happened. And Glenn asked me to kind of give you a State of the Race update on the radio show today. And I want to make sure you didn't miss it. So this is sort of a special episode. This actually happened on the radio show today. But this should get you caught up to where I'm thinking and where we are right now in the craziest presidential race probably of all time. So here's your State of the Race update for Friday, July 26th, 2024. We were talking about doing a little mini State of the Race here after all of these changes. And you tell me where I'm wrong on this, because I think one of the things people are worried about and thinking about, at least, is does Kamala Harris actually have a chance in this race? And I think the answer to that is more of a chance than Joe Biden did. And that's enough of a reason to be rooting this entire time for Biden to stay in the race, because if you have a dynamic in which you are virtually guaranteed a victory and quite possibly a blowout victory, the last thing you want is for any changes to occur in that dynamic. So any change from Joe Biden to anyone is probably a bad thing at the end of the day for Donald Trump. It doesn't mean he's going to lose. It doesn't mean he is even the underdog. In fact, I don't think he is. I would think that Kamala Harris is still the underdog. But there's very little that Kamala Harris does worse than Joe Biden. Of all the things that people complain about when it comes to Joe Biden, overwhelmingly so at the very top of the list is his age. 86% of voters said he was too old to run for another term. And that number with Kamala Harris goes from 86% to 0%. So just that change is a massive change in the dynamic, and one you don't want to see if you're Donald Trump. That doesn't mean he's the underdog here. It doesn't mean he's going to lose by any means. But I will say that you better run this race as if your trip to the White House in January is being threatened. I think Trump and his team will do that. But it's not that you should not be overconfident, even though Kamala Harris is a dolt. There's no doubt about that. But still, she is going to get overwhelmingly positive media attention. They're going to do everything they can to hide her past. We've seen it already that she didn't really support the people burning Minnesota to the ground and trying to get them bailed out of prison. No, you just imagine that. She wasn't really the border czar. That was just a made up title that we happened to include in all our news reports a couple years ago. It's already happening, and that will work on some people. We wouldn't complain about the media all the time if it wasn't for the fact that some of their tactics will work if people don't know the truth. So that's a real possibility. And I wouldn't sit here and be panicked about Kamala Harris by any means, but concern should be there. Concern should be here. This is a more difficult race for him to win. I mean, if you just think about it this way, I watched the debate as everyone else did. We did Blaze TV coverage. And after that, I watched the CNN coverage of the debate just to watch them all wallow in what had just happened. And eventually, about halfway through, they brought on Kamala Harris as an interview to try to defend Joe Biden. And look, there's a massive difference. All of her word salad nonsense that we have captured at veepthoughts.com, by the way, over the years, all that stuff is funny and it's bad, but it's nowhere near as bad as what Joe Biden put on the table in that debate, or really any other time since. She is capable of speaking. Yes, sometimes it's gibberish, but it is. These are at least known English words that she spits out. So I kind of see this going one of two ways, where you have one way is she is seen as sort of a new candidate and gets a clean slate, and people start comparing her to what they just had in Joe Biden. And she will be able to clear that hurdle, maybe by not a lot. I don't think she's that. I think she's below replacement level Democrat. But that doesn't mean she can't clear the Joe Biden hurdle. She should be able to clear that as far as communication and certainly with age. And so if all that stuff happens, what you're looking at is probably a close election. The type of election you would have imagined, you know, if a Joe Biden was 65 and able to speak. Some sort of generic Republican versus Democrat type of race. And of course, that's going to be close because, as you may have noticed, there's a good percentage of the population that does have Trump derangement syndrome, and they will not vote for Trump no matter what. So they will not even consider him. And that, you know, some people, in when Biden was the candidate, were bailing on Biden and going to other candidates, whether it's Cornel West or Jill Stein or RFK Jr., whoever it was. You know, that those people are kind of allowing themselves to come home. That's scenario one. Scenario two is the one I would wish would happen, was that people would see this as what it was. I mean, basically a coup attempt where they overthrew the candidate that won the primary because they thought he was going to lose. And people will recognize that Kamala Harris lied to the American people profusely for years about the mental acuity of this president, lied over and over and over again, and was a major, if not the major, force in the cover-up of his mental well-being, and now continues to lie for him so that he can remain in office for whatever deal they made for her to get the nomination. If people see it that way, and there's some evidence that they do, you could be looking at not only a blowout, but maybe a blowout that's even larger than what would have happened with Biden. If there's that feeling that this was a cover-up and she should be held responsible. There is new polling out on this, by the way. 54% of voters believe there was a cover-up of Biden's mental state. 30% don't believe that. Of the people who do believe it, though, of the 54%, almost every single person thinks Kamala Harris is responsible for it. I think it's 92%. So it is a major, major factor. It is, you know, it's the type of thing I look at. It was probably a 10% chance that Trump lost when Biden was the nominee. Now it might be 40. And I think people might think that's too high. But at the end of the day, she is a bad Democrat. She's not good at this. You will find all sorts of things that annoy you, and she will be terrible. But the bar to clear is Joe Biden right now. And if that bar is cleared, you're not excited about it if you're Donald Trump. We can look at some of the polling since the Biden dropout and the assassination attempt. It all shows Biden and Harris really close, frankly. Most of it does just show it as a close race. She seems to be polling slightly better than Biden was. But again, Biden, even after the debate, was only behind by 3 points or so in the national polls. That is not necessarily good news for Democrats. Obviously, being behind is bad, but also they probably need to win by about 2.5 points in the popular vote to actually win the election when it comes to the Electoral College. So that'll be something to watch. They can't just be behind by one and be the favorites. They will still be the underdogs. It's a fascinating thing to watch. We'll need a couple more weeks on the polls to really note. I will say one thing that's been interesting is RFK Jr.'s support sort of falling apart since Kamala became the nominee. Those Democrats kind of bailing on him going back. And I've seen two polls now where RFK Jr. is now hurting Trump more than Biden, which is a reversal to months and months and months of polling before that. And that could be a factor going forward as well. We cover this on State of the Race. It's a podcast series available at Astudos America, wherever you get your podcast. Check that out, and we'll have more coming up on Monday.